often been reticent to sort of get up and tell a story to church, but yet, every day when I'm working with children, which I have about just over 150, 157 actually, children that I see every day, sometimes I think of a story and I say, oh, did I tell you the story of the acorn? And they say no. And they're all ears. They want to hear a story, even though I'm a math teacher, but I tell them stories sometimes. So I will add a little bit onto the story that I don't normally tell the children. But so when I was in elementary school, we used to walk home from school. My parents gave us money to catch the bus because you had to pay to get on the bus. But we would save the money and use it as pocket money and then walk home. So sometimes we take the longer route home. So we were taking the longer route home one day, and we used to like collecting acorns under this beautiful oak tree, beautiful, big, thick branches. And we'd pick the acorns, and they were big acorns, but, you know, they were just very pretty. So one day, I was picking acorns, and I got home, and we had a very pretty garden when I was growing up, and I found a place that didn't have anything growing near the house, and I stuck them in the ground, and then they grew, you know, little plants like this. And then one day my dad said to me, you know those little oak trees that you planted? I dug them up, and I just chose one, and I planted it a little away from the house, closer to the fence. And that was more than 50 years ago. And that tree, I haven't had the courage when I've been back to South Africa to ask those people who live there now if I can go in their backyard and see that tree. But from the road, you can see this massive oak tree. And if you go on Google Earth and type in that address, there's this big oak tree. You can look down on it like that. So it reminds me, and my brother reminded me of that story because he said he told the story in his church. Because, of course, he was with me when we did this. So you know the story when Jesus said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can say to the sycamore tree, go into the ocean. Of course, that would be kind of, we won't need to do that. But we really need to exercise our faith every single day so that when bad things happen, we're ready. We have faith. We know that God will watch us. So, we don't always get what we want, you know. So, this Bible verse here says, you know, when Jesus was in the garden of Gethsemane, I'm sure you all know the story, and he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then he said to them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here and watch with me. And then he went a little further to pray, and he said, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And we know that Jesus had perfect faith, and yet he still had to go through that hard time. So sometimes, no matter what faith we have, we still might have to go through hard times, but we still must be faithful and know that our life is in God's hands, and his will is what we want in our lives, because he knows best.